Today's daf is Menachas Daf Tes, and we are on Ches Mabez, a couple of lines up on the bottom. We'll start with Gufa. And we are discussing various details here in Yanni Menachas. And the last point that we were talking about was Gufa. We mentioned up earlier the din of Rabbi Yochanan. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shlamim Sheshachton Behechal Ksherim. A shlamim that was shechted in the heichal. Shlamim is usually shechted in the azara. It could be shechted anywhere in the azara, right? But what happens if I shechted in the heichal ksherin, then it is still kosher. Shenemar v'shachtu pesach o'al mohed. Why? Because of a combination of a pasuk and a svara. The pasuk says that v'shachtu, you're allowed to shechted pesach o'al mohed at the pesach, looking at the Oha Moed, meaning in the Azara outside, v'lo yeh tafel chomer menaker, and that's the Svara. And the secondary part, place, should not be more chomer or more intense or more able to be used than the Iker. Meaning, if you have to shechted at Pesach Oha Moed, so surely Oha Moed is the best. Right, that's the mashmo, as the Gemara says, of the halacha. It's only towards the Oha Moed. If it's in the Oha Moed, then for sure it is even better. That's the svara of lo yetav chamim and ikar, which the Gemara goes into at length elsewhere. Here we're going into a little bit, but this is the svara. Meisvei, we had tavel and ikar a few weeks ago in the formulation of the Gemara. If you remember earlier at the end of Maseches Zvachim, where we had asham and chatas according to Rabbi Lazar. Asham called tafel and chatos called ikar. Right, also, lo yei tafel chamer min ha chamer min ikar. There we didn't have that svara, but we have the tafel and the ikar. Sometimes chatos was mentioned because it's the ikar, and sometimes asham is mentioned because it is the tafel. Okay, either way, that's the svara. Says the Gemara Meisvei, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Omer, minayin shemekifo ovde kochavim es ha'azara. How do we know that if Ovdei Kochavim surround the Azara, they surround the Azara. It doesn't say why they're surrounding the Azara. So Rashi adds in, Lo Milchama. Right? They're attacking us. Wartime. V'ein Kohanim Yecholim Lechol Ba'Azara. V'bnei Ramachim V'kshasos. The Kohanim can't eat in the Azara because of the weapons and the spears. Sounds like in the Oha Moed, we'll be safe. Right, but outside in the Azara, it's not going to be safe. They're not going to be able to eat because of the danger. So how do we know that if they surround the Azara, the Kohanim could go in and eat the Kachi Kachim and Shiari Menachas, meaning all the Kachi Kachim, Tamalomar, Bakodesh HaKodeshim Tochalenu, based on a pasuk in the Kodesh HaKodeshim Tochalenu. And the Ramban writes in Bamidbar, even the Kachi Kachim, and maybe even in the Kodesh Kodeshim. Maybe not just in the Heichal. We discussed that in the past. But ask the Gemara, if you're telling me that we have a Svara of Lo Yehei Tafel Chamer Min Ha'ikar, so then what do you need a Pasuk for? To tell me that I could eat Kachshei Kachshim in the Heichal? Just say it's a Svara. Just like I could eat it in the Azara, surely I could eat it in the Heichal. Lama Likra, Lema, Bachasar Al Moed Yochlua, V'lo Yehei Tafel Chamer Min Ha'ikar. Right, what's the difference between shechting kachshei kalim and eating kachshei kachim? If by shechting kachshei kalim I say the svara of lo yetav chomer min ikar, so I should say it by kachshei kachim too. So again, that's a double jump. Right, I'm jumping from kachshei kalim to kachshei kachim, and I'm jumping from shechita to achila. So the Gemara can answer by attacking each or either of those svaras. The Gemara goes to answer and attack the second one, which we'll get to in a second. But just before we get to the answer, if you look on the Dvir HaKodesh, which I don't know if we mentioned here too much on Menachas, Sefer on Zvachim and the Sefer on Menachas, Dvir HaKodesh, I think he's a Rav in Bnei Brak, contemporary, he writes, Matzinu bepluktas harishonim, he quotes Machlokas Rishonim, im hai dina, im the din of shlamim, shechting in the heichal, being kasher, im hai dina davka bakachei kalim, ogam bakachei kachim. Right, whether shechting kachshei kachim is also allowed in the heichal. What would be the difference? Lo yei tafel chamer min ikar. The difference might be, well, kachshei kalim is allowed to be shechted anywhere in the azara. There's no specific din of makom, one might say, while kachshei kachim is a din of tzafon. So that's why one might differentiate, even if you want to say lo yei tafel chamer min ikar applies to shechitas kachshei kalim, it might not apply automatically to shechitas kachshei kachim. V'hamevi l'savig v'zeh hu dalo b'kachshei kachim ika din tzafon. If ke yesh lo amar, d'yal zeh lek l'svar shlo yei tafel. Right? If we say tzafon is a din in the makom there, so maybe heichal doesn't have the din of tzafon, and therefore it wouldn't be allowed. Anam kvar nizbar b'zeh, and he quotes, I've already discussed, as we've discussed, the yesh le'estapek, ha'im din safon hu kfiyas makom, o da'avi kdusha miyuchedes, v'yeseira akdusha zazara. Is safon a din in a makom, or just a din in higher kdusha? That's the nafkamina. If it's a din in higher kedusha, then you'd say lo yitava chamana ikar. You have even higher kedusha in the heichal. If it's a din in kfias makom, so then you wouldn't say that. Imkain im din safon umishema kedusha shol safon as bevade the gamal zeh shayakava chomer shlo yitava chamana ikar. Telo kedushas heichal adifa called kedusha azara. Right, that's based on the Mishnah in the first parak of Maseches Kalim. Aval im din safon ukfias makom, but if it's a specific makom, you have to do it in the north. Safon, remember from the Meshachachma, Safon may be compared to Tzafun, relating to the Akedas Yitzchak. Yeshlomar, de lo shayach ba zeh kavachomer, then you wouldn't say a kavachomer, ki yeshlomar, da Torah, kava makom, lakachi kachim, fu bitzvon ha'azara, v'lachain lo shayach ba zeh kavachomer. That's his suggestion. But he ends off the next piece, and he said, achi yeshla ayin, dim neima, de gam bekachi kachim, ika haidina, so then amai nakat, Rabbi Yochanan, dina al shlomim. Right, if it's a din in Kedusha, and therefore it would apply to Kachay Kachim, so why did Davka Rav Yochanan only apply it? Why do you say it by Shlamim? Well, that's where it says Pesach al Moed, Vinira Dayamakom Lomar, so then he says maybe you could have a Svara. Dayamakom Lomar, the Kachim Kalim, Eim Koman Behechal Klal. Kachay Kalim are totally not Shayach to the Hechal. Talo Dinachilasam Bechal Ha'ir. Vimkein Yifsalu Im Nishchatu Behechal. The rak b'kachi kachim shedin achilasan b'mikdash v'isa b'kra d'makam achilasan b'heichal k'dechse b'kodesh hakadoshim tochalenu k'deisa b'sugin u'mikimash achilasan b'heichal mikri heichal b'koman u'mahani b'em shchita b'heichal avol b'shlam avid lo mahani. There would have been a havamina that shlamim is totally mufka from the heichal. That's why Dafka Rabbi Yochanan says it about the heichal, because there you go out and don't go in, right? You radiate out in terms of the eating, and therefore that's the chiddush. Dalo kvar lamdu or sameach by Radvaz. You quote from the Achronim, the last Rambam, ein kachi kalim neechalim behechal, lachin kazav Rabbi Yochanan, dino al shlamim, lachadish decham b'shlamim ikri hahechal mekoman l'shchita mikal v'chomer. Okay, so again, there's more there, but that is number one. Number two, the other point that Radvaz mentions, and that is if the Ovdei Kochavim are makif the Azara, they go in and eat kachi kachim, there's a mitzvah to do it. It's not just a heter. They should. Right, this is achilas kachim, right? The mitzvah d'oraisa of achilas kachim, and it's not just a allowance, it is a mitzvah. The Radvaz discusses that in the 10th parak of Maaseh Karbanos, where the mitzvah of achilas kachim comes up in Halacha Gimel. Because the lashon of the Rambam is, v'ein chatas v'asham v'sheyari menachos ne'achalin ela lezichrei kuhuna bazara. Right, they're only eating in the Azara. You know, Kachi Kachim, Shirayim of the Kachi Kachim are eaten by the Zichrei Kun in the Azara. V'im ne'echlu b'heichal, ne'echlu. And if they were eaten in the Heichal, ne'echal, which clearly sounds like a b'di'evit. Right, v'im ne'echlu b'heichal, ne'echlu. That's the halacha that we just have here, or the second halacha we just quoted. Right, how do you know they could eat it? B'kodesh Kadoshim tochlenu. She'ne'emar l'chom en'chasom l'chol chadasom l'chol l'shamam ki b'kodesh Kadoshim tochlenu. Right, our halacha, Perek Yud Halacha Gimel. Kol zachor yochal oso. And the Radvaz on that, v'im tomar, kra l'chadchila mashma. Our pasuk that the Gemara just quoted, b'kodesh Kadoshim tochlenu, right on the top of the Yamud, sounds like a mitzvah l'chadchila. Right, why does the Rambam say, v'im ne'echlu, ne'echlu. What, if you had to go in there, it's better not to eat it? If you ate it, it's okay. Dechsiv, b'chadik ha'lashim tochlenu. V'yesh lomar dechra achrina ksiv. There's another pasuk at the beginning of Sav. B'chatzar o'al mo'ed yochluha. V'yim tein umari is. And he quotes back and forth. Is this a din d'arais or din d'rabanan? And he goes into lo yitav l'chom and ikar a little bit. But he says, towards the end of that piece, that one should, it is a aval. Maybe there's a difference between makam sakana and napa makam sakana. He says, when is it normally b'di'evet? Hayna Rabbi Yochanan Shebekivu Goyim Eskal Azara V'lo Nishar Makom Lechol Sham Kachim Az Mutar Lechol Behechal Avo Shalo B'makom Sakana Mitzvah Achilasam Lechad Chila Ba'azara V'hayna B'chatzar O'al Moed. So again, that's the might be Lechad Chila B'di'evet. In a regular case, it's b'di'evet to go into the Hechal and eat it, according to the Rambam. But otherwise, if it's B'makom Sakana, then you have that Pasuk of Tochlenu. Okay, so back to the question. So why is it that Rabbi Yochanan uses the svara that shlamim could be shechted in the heichal based on lo yetav v'chamam and ikar, but the brisa of Yehuda ben Maseir says that if you have to eat kachikachim in the heichal, you need a pasuk, it's not based on the svara. Why don't you say yetav lo yetav v'chamam and ikar? So the Gemara says, answer, Avoda de Adam Oved b'makam rabo amrina shol yetav v'chamam and ikar. If it's an avoda that somebody is doing, so then you say, if somebody does avoda in a less intense place, then kal v'chomer, if you do the avoda in a more intense place, so lo yehi tafel chomer men ikar. Achila, she'ein adam ochel b'makam rabo, taima, the kasav gra. But eating the karbanos, is that a unique avoda? That's also eating. And maybe eating is not the same as one of the avodos. Says the Gemara, time of the Kasav Kra. That's why you need the Pasuk. Halo Kasav Kra, lo yeitav achamanikar lo amrinan. We wouldn't have said it. So again, that's one has to be a little careful. How do we read this line? Because as we were just talking about, eating kadshim is also an avoda in a certain sense. Right? The Gemara in Maseches Pesachim, Kohanim ochlim ubailim eskaprim. The Kohanim eat it, and through that eating, the Bailim get kapara. So it is also some type of avoda. But it's not the same as the intensity of avoda of shechita kabbalah halachas rika. So one of the dalal avodos is not the same, right? Even the other actions that are involved in the avodah, smicha, as we're about to talk about, different parts of the mincha process, you don't automatically say everything done is avoda. So that's what the Gemara here is contrasting. It's not contrasting that it's totally not avoda, but it's not one of the dalal avodos. And that's what how you have to understand the Gemara. But again, the achilas kachim is very crucial. Remember the emphasis, are kohanim allowed to wear big day kahuna? Do they have to wear big day kahuna? Ask it both opposite ways when they eat the karbanos. At least let's say when they eat kashi kachim. Remember that was the tier one of the Rambam. The Rambam, just to review that lashon, the Rambam, right, this is one of the examples where even within a mitzvah d'oraisa, there are different levels of what constitutes the mitzvah. Even within the mitzvah d'oraisa, the Rambam writes in Perek Yud Halacha Aleph of Ma'aser Karbanos, Achilas Chatas Va'asha Mitzvah Saseh, She'ne'amar V'yachlu Osam Asher Kupar Bohem, HaKohanim Ochlim U'Bailam Eskaprim. So that's the mitzvah d'oraisa, eating Chatas and Asham. V'hu adin l'shar hakachim she'ochlan hakohanim she'achilas on mitzvah. And it's true, if the kohanim eat other karbanos, is also a mitzvah. Right, that's what he said. It doesn't say, it's clearly a second level down. If you look in the Rambam in the Koteret, at the beginning of Maisa Karbanos, mitzvah zayin, she'yochlu hakohanim b'sar kache kachim b'mikdash. That's how he defines the mitzvah d'araisa. Kachi kachim. What do you mean? Kachi kalim is also, he says, is also a mitzvah. That's a secondary. That's a tafel included in the mitzvah. And then eating menachas is a separate mitzvah. I say, vanaseres b'men yochlu aron uvanav. But that's the different tiers. So what about when one eats the karbanos? What about the big day kahuna? So the Torah Tzmima in Tetzaveh on the pasuk Perachav Tes pasuk Lama Gimel. That's the pasuk that we were just taught, the Chazal was just based on. V'achlu osam asher kupar bohem, hakohanim olam ochlam b'alam eskapri, and the Gemara Pesachim adaf nun tes. Says the Torah Tamima, midatala ha'achila b'kapara. Since why does the Gemara darshan that when the kohanim eat it, the b'alam get kapara? Because it connects in the pasuk, the achila with the kapara. V'achlu osam asher kupar bohem. V'nafgamina, in his view, bazeh, le'inyin shemutar makohanim l'achol ha'basar, k'shehem b'bigdei kahuna. He thinks kohanim are allowed to wear their big tekuna when they eat the karbanos. Kivan doha achila hilitzarecho avoda. Achere de beloze, eina bailam is kaprim. Right, this is part of the essence of bringing kapara. Amnam, even though we do know that if they don't eat it, let's say they don't eat any of the chatas, they get lost. Kohanim still get kapara. I mean, the bailam still get kapara, but it says if it's there. Amnam, im nitma habasar, or nasa nosar, or yatsa chuslam komo, kodem shenechal miskaprin bailam below achilasam. But again, lachachila, once it's there, it's part of the avoda, and therefore, one could wear big day kahuna. Why is that a chiddush? Because some of the big day kahuna have shatness. Right? And to say that you could wear the big day kahuna only in Peshas avoda, that's the machlokas between the Rambam and the Raivin, and the last halacha of Hilchas Kelayim. The last halacha they talk about this, it's both, it's all, it's in Hilchas Kelayim and it's in Hilchas, Klei HaMikdash. I don't remember exactly where the one in Sefer Avodah. But the last one in Hilchos Kalayim. But this, could they wear it even Shalom B'Shas Avodah? The question is, what is called B'Shas Avodah? But the Torah Tmimah here says that one Nafgamina. There's also an amazing Havamina. Amazing Havamina. In Arachin, beginning of Arachin, and of Dalid. Right, the Gemara has a Havamina there, that maybe Kohanim would be Pturos from Zimun. From benching, at least from Zimun, let's say. Because they're, you know, doing the Avodah. Doing the Avodah by eating. They're eating. What do you mean they wouldn't be? Right, says the Gemara. Hakol mitztarfin leZimun. Kohanim Levi'im b'Yisraelim. The Gemara says in Dav Dalet. Right? Everybody can be part of your Zimun. Kohanim Levi'im b'Yisraelim. Pshita. It's pretty obvious. What? Jews don't have to bench? They don't have to be part of the Zimun? Lo tzricha. The Chiddush is Tzaka'ach li Kohanim Truma o Kodshim. According to our Girsa. Even Truma. The Chiddush is even if Kohanim are eating Truma. Truma, right? Dagon. Or eating wheat. O Kodshim. Or they're eating Karbanos. Vizar Ka'achil Chulin. And the Zar is eating with them. He's eating Chulin. So Saka Dai the Chamina Ho il Iba Izar Lamechal Bahadi Kohen Lo Matsiachil, since the Zar cannot eat with the coin if he wants to, Ema Lo Litztaref. So too, so therefore you might think, so at least you might understand this Havamina just as they can't be Mistaref. Obviously they have to do Zeman and benching, but Nihi Dizar Badi Kohen Lo Matsiachil, coin Badi Zar Matsiachil. So if you read just that Lashon, so then they can't be Mitzarev Kamash 1. I'm sorry, it was the previous line. I take it back. I'm sorry. That's a great discussion too, but it was the previous line. Hakol Chayim Mizim according to Yisraelim. Pshita, it's the same exact lashon. Sorry. So the Gemara says, Lo Tzricha Da'achli Kachim, Salka Dai Da'chamina, Va'achlu Osam Asher Kupar Bahema Marachmana, Ve'ha Kapara Hi, and it's a Kapara, and therefore what? And therefore they're not Chayim Mizim. Kamash Malan, Ve'achalta, Ve'savata Omar Achmana, Va'ha Isnehu. So they have to bench. Sounds like. That I mean is like, what's the chiddush v'yachal v'savata? Right there, that eating is a different type of eating. It's eating shal mitzvah, and therefore it might not be included in the regular v'yachal v'savata. The Rishonim here discuss what exactly is the havamina. Tosfos discusses here too, if people are mudra hana from each other. But either way, so we see avoda, eating the karbanos is an avoda, but it's just not, how you have to read the argamara is that it's not an avoda on the level of Shechita, even though Shechita is lava vodahi, as we had a few days ago, but still, that is how it's understood. But again, that's why you need the pasuk, and you just don't have the kal v'chomer. Okay, meaning it's an avoda, but you have the edam ochel makam rabo, because achila is an act of hana. Meaning, what about the avod makam rabo? You have the svara of avod adam oz v'makam rabo. You say tavachom neker, but I guess achila has a personal element that I get hana from. Okay, that could be part of what we're saying as well.
Could a Yisrael eat within the 11 amot?
Could Yisrael the 11 amos? That's well. Again, the Yisrael can't sit. And Yisrael should bazar alamachos beizavet bilvad. And if eating has to be done with lamashcha, but lamashcha only might apply only to kohanim and not to Yisraelim. But technically, they could go in there. Right? We did mention at the. I'm not sure if it was 7 years ago, at the end of the previous year. But I had it in my notes. I wasn't sure if I mentioned it then or not. The 11 amos on the east side of the azara that Yisrael could go in, is that a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan? Right, that is an important machlok. As Rashi on the end of the daf yesterday, Rashi says, "Ragle azar omdos achas esrei ama beknisas haazara bemizrach makam drisas Yisrael." Right, we know the first, the east 11 amos. That's Rashi. If you look at the Shid Mekubet, says later on in daf Chav Zayin, he quotes. It's fascinating. We'll have to come back to this. Chav Zayin Mabes. The Shid Mekubet says quotes. That's a din derabanan. Midaraisa a Yisrael could go further. Either Yisrael could go further than the East 11 Amos. And he brings Rias. How do I know that Yisrael could go further? He quotes, V'lo nihira, t'halo ha'vi'ala mala d'rabanan, shaharei b'shchitas ha'pesach, nismalis kol ha'azara kula anashim. What does the Mishnah say? Pesachim? On Pesach, the whole Azara was filled with Jews. What, that's only Kohanim? Not Yisraelim? V'chein zikne Yerushalayim, sovavines ha'mizbeach, v'lulveyem b'yedehem. Sukkah. Right, they walked around the Mizbeach with their lulavs. What, that was only the Kohanim? It says, Zikne Yerushalayim. V'chein, Magbiin es ha-shulchan. V'amar la'im ru. Remember, they lifted up the shulchan. We'll have that later. And they showed the lechem upon him. You see how much Hashem loves you? The bread is still fresh, even though it's a week later. So what? How did the Jews see that if they're only in the 11 Amos? And if the Shulchan is inside the Heichal, wait, you take the Heichal out? Pasha didn't take the Heichal out. This whole Tshuva of the Radvaz, how that worked. Right? He even says, how do you see freshness also? Says the Radvaz. Right? You can feel freshness. You can feel it's off. How do you see freshness? They held it up. That's what the Radvaz says. They saw steam coming out of it a week later. The Radvaz, Chelek Vav Simin 2178. Shnei Alafim Kufayin Ches. The Radvaz quotes this from the Ritva. Shaya Ola Hevel Mehalechem. Ubazeh Hayim Akirim Shucham. Vadayan Loyam Danum Zehanes Hay Tadiri Odoma Bizban Oli Regalim. Vechulu. But they again, related to that is about these 11 Amos, whether it's in the Rice or in the Rabbanan, we'll have to come back to that. Machlokes, but again, that was right. I wanted to mention at the beginning of Shir, so thank you for reminding me. Okay, let's continue. Itmar says the Gemara Vayter. Other avodos of a mincha. We know the mincha. We mentioned this, I think, towards the beginning of the Masechta also. How do I do a mincha? I put a little bit of oil into the klisharis. Then I put the flour, the kometz, into the kli, and I mix it up with the oil. And then I put a little bit more oil. And then I work out the lavona also. But what happens if I do the belila? I put in the oil, I put in the kometz, I do the mixing of the oil and the kometz outside the azara. The haktara obviously is under the mizbeach. But what if I do the mixing? Is that okay? Machlokes amoraim. We paskin like Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Psula. No, you have to do the belila in the azara. Rabbi Shlakish amar kshera. Rabbi Shlakish says kasher. What's the nekudas amachlokes? Rabbi Shlakish amar kshera. Dichsiv yatzak aleha shemen v'nasan aleha levona. You pour on the oil, you put on the lavona, the hadar, and only after that it says, the hevia el b'nei Aaron hakohanim v'kamatz. The kohanim take it and do kemitza. So, we're mashma, mikemitza ve'elach, mitzas guna. Right, from kemitza you need a kohen. But before that, you don't need a kohen. Limein al yitzika ubalila shekshirim bizar. So the pouring of the oil and the mixing of the oil, that's kasha bizar. Umita kahuna lobaya, pnimnami lobaya. And Reish Lakish says, if you don't need inside the azara, you also don't need, if you don't need a kohen, you also don't need inside the azara. He connects those. Meaning, l'chor, it's not a direct connection, it's a reflection. It's what we call a siman, not a siba. If you don't need a kohen, that shows, that reflects that it is not a full-fledged avoda, and therefore, you also don't need to do a bifnim. That's the Reish Lakish's shita. Tosas even already points out, within Reish Lakish's shita, it's not mamish, exactly, mikmitza ve'elach mitzas kahuna. What the kohen doesn't have to do anything before kmitza, Tosas, mikmitza ve'elach. Hagasha v'tnufa. What about the waving? And the hagasha, nami boy kahuna. She'ein zar karvei tzalam mizbeach. Right, mikmitza ve'elach. When we say kmitza ve'elach, we mean the four avodos of a mincha. Right, kmitza and kabbalah b'kli and hagasha and haktara. So what about the others? Says Tosfos, yes, we're not excluding those. Those also need a kohen, bringing it close and waving it. She'ein zar karvei tzalam mizbeach. Ella hacha b'dalan avodah shememincha ayri shemaschilim mishas kmitza. Just means that's what it starts with. Point number one of the Tosas. The next Tosas also is important on this line of Reish Lakish. If you don't need a kohen, you also don't need pnim. What about shechita? What about shechita? Shechita lav avodi, shechita is kshir bizar, but shechita needs to be bifnim. Right? So you see, you don't say that parallel there. V'im tomer, ask Tosas. Hari shechita delo bayi kahuna ubayi pnim. Right? Shechita breaks that equation. Dichsiv v'shacharis ben abakar lefnei Hashem kiddushin and perakal absulin debeidan shi abakar ben abakar lefnim. Remember that Gemara? The Gemara spoke about what if the shochet is in the south and the animals in the north? What if the shochet is in the north, animals in the south? What if the animals in the south and the neck of the animal is in the north? Right, all the different permutations. What if the kohen is on the floor and the animal is being held nitle? What if the animal's on the floor and the kohen is being held in the air somehow, right? All the different permutations. But lamaisa, you need the shechita in the proper place. You can't be outside. So you see, you know, just because a zar could do it doesn't mean that you need that you could do it bachutz. V'yesh lomar, Tosfos has two answers. V'yesh lomar d'shayni hasam mishum kabbalah. Wow, maybe in a chinami shechita you would say the equation that shechita can be done outside, just like shechita doesn't need a kohen, it doesn't need inside. The problem is, there's something that happens with Shechita, and that's Kabbalah. So it will be hard to do the Shechita outside and the Kabbalah inside. So on technical grounds, that's why the Shechita has to be done inside. But conceptually, according to this answer, Shechita is just like Belila. And therefore, it would be okay. Number one, Inami Shekein Mine Damim. Or, you know, Damim is different, right? The category, something more fundamental. The category of Damim is not like the category of Solas. So don't compare the two. Which might mean, again, we've said Shechita Lav Avoda. But Shechita Lav Avoda might be different than Belila Lav Avoda. Maybe this is what Tosis is driving at. Maybe. If not, it's a separate approach. Right? Shechita is an Avoda. It has a lot of requirements. Machlokas, we've shown him whether it needs a klisharis, the first Tosfos in Izeo Makoman, in Zachem Daf Mem Zayin, right, and other nafkaminas. That Shechita is one of the Dalat Avodos. It's different than Belila. So maybe, as we said, maybe it's an Avoda Lagabi the Karban, but it's not an Avoda Lagabi the Kohen. However one formulates it, you might be Machalik between the Belila Lav Avoda and Shechita Lav Avoda. And even if by Belila you might be able to say, if Belila doesn't need a Kohen, it does not need Pnim. By Shechita, it could be different. That Shechita does not need a Kohen, but that's not a reflection that it doesn't need Pnim. It's more of an Avoda than the Belila is. Either way, that is all Reish Lakish, and he holds Pasul. I'm sorry, he holds Kasher if it's done Bachutz. Reb Yochanan argues, back to the Gemara, Reb Yochanan Amar Psula, Kivan da Asiyasa Biklihu, since it needs a Klisharis, Nehita Kuna Lo Baya, Pnim Miha Baya. Even though it does not need a Kohen, it needs Pnim. Do you focus on the fact that it does not need a Kohen? Do you focus on the fact that it needs a Kli? Right, and that's the difference. Right, Tosfos also points out, Tosfos now in the top Tosfos, according to Reb Yochanan, Belila outside is bad. You don't even need to do Belila. Right? We know that Belila is only din l'chadchila. It's a famous din of Reb Zeira, kala ro'i l'bila ein bila ma'akeves. Right? What's the source of that din quoted all over Shas and all over Rishonim? The source is Belila smincha. You don't need, you have to have it roi to mix the oil and the flour. Meaning, I can't have so much flour in one kli that it is not mixable with the proper amount of oil. That's ain't a roi labila. But if it's roi labila, if I don't have as much, I have the maximum amount of flour in the kli, so then I don't even need to do the belila. So it says, yeah, that's true. No belila is better than wrong belila. Right? If I do wrong belila, bachutz, that could post-sell it. Even though I didn't even have to do the Belil in the first place. That's the top line of Tosfos. Ava gavdila balal kshera, balal chutz l'chamas o'azara, gara. Right, it's worse. Sometimes you have that in halacha. Right, different. Right, doing it wrong is worse than, no, right, right. Kavana shalo lases is worse than daydreaming and not having any kavana. Right, so that's the, you find a tainted is worse than, it's an avoda haposelis. Okay, Tani Kavasi Rabbi Yochanan, and a Brisa was Rabbi Yochanan, who we paskin like, Belala Zar Kshera, Chutz L'Chamas HaZara, Psula. So we see Beferish, it is how we do it. Good. So the Minchas Chinuch discusses, some Achronim say, and even Rishonim, do you make a bracha on all of these avodos, Yitzika, Belila, all of these? It'll be hard to say you make a bracha if it can be done b'chutz. Right, that might reflect that it's not an avoda for that amount, for that element. Okay. Good, there's more, but let's continue. Itmar. Mincha shachasra kodem kemitza. More details about mincha. So here we go. What about a mincha that was chaser before kemitza? I take my isaron, and before I get to do kemitza, some of it gets lost. Some of it falls down. So what do I do now? Reb Yochanan Amar, Yavi Mito Besov Yemalana, no problem. He didn't start anything yet. He didn't do the Kemitza yet. You put it into a Klisharis, but he didn't do the Kemitza yet. So it's you still didn't start yet, therefore just bring more flour. Bring more flour and fill it up and make it into the Isaron, and then you would be able to do the Kemitza. That is, okay. Reish Lakish Amar, no. Lo Yavi Mito Besov Yemalana, too late. If you already put it into the Klisharis, and now you... It was chaser, then it's pasul. Nothing to do. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, maybe tell Beis Avim Alena. Why does Rabbi Yochanan say kasher? Kemitza kavaleh. The kemitza establishes this as a karban mincha. Kemitza kavaleh. Kind of like shchita we had elsewhere. that shechita, what is the language? Sakin moshchasan lamashahein. The Gemara in Shavuos. The knife is what establishes it. So, Kmitza Kavale. Look at Rashi, important Lashon. Kmitza Kavale, in the middle of the Amud, to call Kama Dolokamitz lo mikri mincha. Until Kmitza is done, it's not called a mincha. Velo karina bay minha mincha prat lisha chasra. Right? And we won't call it mincha, excluding if it was chaser. Right, call us a kfiyas damer b'menachas klomer zakuk zelazet. Veneta yachal l'shanos k'sas b'menu lavi achar tachtav l'visha hukvu yachad. Kfiyas means it's established, and therefore this what Rabbi Yochanan holds, the kmitza establishes it to be a mincha. Right, so Rabbi Yochanan, you have to put the two Rabbi Yochanans together. You got to figure out how that works. Rabbi Yochanan says the belila could be done outside, even though where's the kmitza done? Right, the Belila, right, Nachanami, you gotta work out to putting the two of them together. Rabbi Shlakish Amar lo yavi mitoch beis avi malena. Rabbi Shlakish says, no, it's too late. Once it's in the Kli, even if the Kmita has not been done yet, no, Kedusha's Kli Kavale, the putting it into the Kli is already Koveya it as a Mincha, and you already apply the Drasha of excluding if it's Chaser. Eis, Rabbi Yochanan Shimon Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan asks Rabbi Shlakish, Chaser, 1 second. I'll prove to you that it's not too late. Chaser halug. What about the lug by mitzora? The Mishnah says in Maseches Negaim, if the lug of oil that's used in the tahalich of being metara mitzora, im ad shelo yatzak yimalenu. If before you do any significant act with the oil, it becomes chaser, you fill it up. You fill it up. So shouldn't that be the same thing here? Even though that lug is already in a kli shares. Even though it's already in the kli shares. Right, so isn't that a raya? So tiyufta, so the kasha remains. Tosa discusses how is it that Rish Lakish didn't know a Mishnah. Right, even if it's in Negayim, Rish Lakish knew Mishnah is in Negayim. Right, Rish Lakish knew, remember, the whole source of Yochanan Rish Lakish? Rish Lakish was an expert in Mishnah is in Kalim. Remember the swords, and that's the tragic story in Bava Metzia, where he makes the comment to Rabbi Yochanan about when is a sword is Gemar Malacha. But he knew Mishnah is in Negayim, and that's why Tosfos just has it as a kasha. Mishnah Yisachos Negayim. Tosfos has to tell us it's a Mishnah Negayim, because Tosfos knows that maybe we don't. We don't aren't experts in Mishnah Yisachos Negayim. But Tosfos says, V'teima, shalom haya yodea, reif shim men lakish, v'kagav nakasha, v'rekmam et tomnin, t'brak mimastisa, and datomin lefetz v'sonos. Okay, sometimes you find kashas from Mishnah on Tanam and Amorah. Okay, tiyufta. Itmar, so that was a machlokes about if the entire flour was chaser before kmitza was done. Next step, itmar. What about this case? The Gemara doesn't talk about the following case. What if I have the kometz, I was did kmitza, and then the kometz becomes chaser? That's for sure a problem. That's for sure a problem. Now the question is, what if the kometz is perfect, but the shirayim become chaser? Itmar, shirayim shechaser bekmitza laktara. Right, the shirayim, which are supposed to be able to be eaten by the kohen. Right, part of it gets lost between the kmitza and the haktara. So you might have said, it's fine. Why, this is just the shirayim. No. Machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, makter kometz aleim. Could I still be maktir the kmitza? Could I still burn the flour? So Rabbi Yochanan says, yes, maktir the kometz. We'll see if Mishraim on Amad Beis, we didn't get there yet. Are the shirayim mutter? They don't talk about that buffet rish here. They just say you can continue the avoda and be maktir the kometz. Rish Lakash Amar, ain't maktir kometz aleim. No. You cannot be mocked to the comments. You cannot be mocked to the comments according to Rish Lakish. The Achronim discussed this Shita, but we'll leave that for now. The Rishash here has a comment. Aliba, Rebbe Eliezer, says the Gemara, according to Rebbe Eliezer, that we'll have soon, Kol Yamo Lo Pligi. According to Rebbe Eliezer, there's no machlokas. Meaning, for sure, Rish Lakish argues on Rebbe Eliezer. There's no machlokas about that. Rebbe Shlakish cannot be like Rebbe Eliezer. Ki Pligi Aliba, Rebbe Yeshua. The machlokas is within Rebbe Yeshua Shita. It could be that both of them hold like Rabbi Yeshua. It's not. Which machlokas is this referring to? This is in Maseches Psachim. It's not. Nitmu shiareha. Nisrefu shiareha. Avdu shiareha. What happens if in a karban, if you have a karban and the shirayim and something happens to the shirayim by a karban, the meat, something happens to the meat, it becomes tame, it becomes lost. So do you still do zrikas adam? So, Kemidas Rebbe Eliezer, Ksheira, Kemidas Rebbe Yeshua, Psula, Rebbe Eliezer says, Ksheira, And again, this is said by Psachim on Daf Ayin Zayin, and it's said by Menachas later on, as we'll see. So Rabbi Elazar says you could do the Zrika by Zachim, you could do the Haktara by Mincha. You can be mocked to the Kometz, because Kometz below Shirayim is like the Dam Bali Basar, as the Gemara is going to compare. So Kamidas Rabbi Yeshua Psula, so Manda Pasal, the one who says Pasal here, according to Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yeshua, he was like Rabbi Yeshua, straight up. Just like Rabbi Yeshua says Psula there, he says Psula here by Mincha. Umanda Machshir, but according to Rabbi Eliezer, according to Rabbi Yochanan could say, no, I agree, like, according to both opinions, according to both Tanam. Arkan Lakamar, Rabbi Yeshua Hasam, Elo Deloish Tire. Over there, you know why Rabbi Yeshua said it's a problem? Because there's nothing left. It all became Tame. It all became lost. That's why there's no reason to do the Haktara or the Zrika. Aval Hecha de Ishtayer, but if there's anything left, I feel Rabbi Yeshua Modelay, Rabbi Yeshua would admit. Sure would admit, as long as there's anything left, that you can still do the Haktara, you can still do the Zrika. Titanya, where do we see that? It's a Befeirish Braisa. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Kol Azvachim Sheba Torah, Shenishtayer Mehem Kazayas Basar, O Kazayas Chelev, any carbon, that there's something left, Zorek Adam. You're Zorek the Dam, because it's still Matir something. Kechati Zayas Basar, Kechati Zayas Chelev, and Zorek as Adam. If I only have a half a Kazayas of Basar, for a person, or chela for the mizbeach, then I'm not zorek adam. Ube ola, afilu kachat zayis bad, kachat zayis chela, zorek adam. But by ola, it doesn't make a difference. Rebeisha ba'ola, kula kalil. By ola, I could have half kazayis of chela, half kazayis of basar, because it's all the same thing. Ube mincha, afapi. And then this last line is unclear what it means, as the Gemara will explain. But again, already up until now, we already see who's talking here. Rabbi Yeshua is talking here. As long as there's anything left, as long as there's a kazayis left, it's okay. By mincha, even though it's all left, you should not do the zrika. Says Gemara, what is that referring to? Mincha ma'avidita, what is the mincha referring to there? So Amar Papa, minchas nesachim. It's referring to the minchas nesachim, the flour that's burned that goes with the karbanos, goes with the certain karbanos, o l'shlamim. So sakat adachamina, I might have thought, hold the zevach asya, since the nesachim go along with the zevach, ki gufe the zevach damya, I may think it's like the zevach, and therefore, even if all the zevach is not there, as long as the nesachim are there, maybe that's good enough. Kamash Malan, we don't say that. Kamash Malan, Rabbi Yeshua, the Nesachim are not included. But either, what do you see from the Braisa? That even Rabbi Yeshua agrees, as long as there's a Kazayas left, it is okay. So this is a strong kasha on Reish Lakish, because Reish Lakish says that even if a little bit is missing after the Kemitza, before the Haktara, you don't do the Kemitza. So how do you put this together? So, Uman de Pasal, Reish Lakish, how would he say? Shiny Hacha. He would say Mincha is different. Maybe Zrikas Adam, but Mincha is different. To Amar Kra, Ve'irim HaKohen Min HaMincha Ez Azkarasa V'Hiktir HaMizbecha. And we darshan HaMincha Ad Isal Kula Mincha Yaktir V'Ilo Lo Yaktir. We add in the Gersa on the side. Right? That's a special din. Reish Lakish says don't compare Mincha and other Mine Zevach, Mine Damim. There's a difference between the two. V'idach, what would Rabbi Yochanan do with that pasuk? Min HaMincha, Mincha Shehayisa Kfar. Means the mincha that was already there. Doesn't mean ha mincha now, it has to be there now. Originally, it has to be shalem. It has to be, can't have any chaser. But now, once you did the kemitza, it is not as crucial. So again, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the kemitza is what defines it, but once you did the kemitza, then shirayim are a little more flexible. Right, so the kemitza is crucial in both ways, but after that, it already is less. Shlema b'shas kemitza. So the Gemara just says in the parentheses, yakter avagav dahashe in a shlema. Okay, if you have that kirsa. Weiter, Eisvei Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. So Rabbi Yochanan again asks Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan, who says that if there's anything chaser after the kemitza, it is okay. Reish Lakish says not okay. Eisvei Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Ach, what about this following case? Right, we had this a couple of days ago. About lechem hapanim. What happens if one of the breads falls apart or becomes chaser on the lechem hapanim? It doesn't say, the only nace was that it stayed fresh. It doesn't say that it never broke or a piece never fell down. So, achlo parka nifras lachma. If before you took any of the lechem hapanims off, some of the bread became chaser. So that's like before the kemitza. because it's like taking some of the breads off, taking the lavona off, as we had earlier. So if before you took any of the breads off, one of them fell apart, halechem pasul ve'ein makdir lavas abazichin, then the lechem is pasul, and then you cannot be makdir the bazichin. Right, you can't be makdir the lavona that's in the bazichin, that's usually matir the rest of the lechem upon him. You can't do this. And this is even according to Rabbi Yochanan, special din, meaning this is before anything. So remember Rabbi Yochanan said before, you just add on some flour. But even here, he would say you can't just add on to the lechem upon him. This has been sitting here all week, and there's nothing to add on. Okay, but umi sheparka nifras lachma, this is the key line for us. If after you've taken them off, then nifras lachma, then it broke. Halechem pasul umakir levas abazichin. The lechem is pasul, but you still do haktaras bazichin. Right? Amar Rebbe Elazar. Rashi points out we don't need Rebbe Elazar for our case, but it was quoted earlier on this brisa, so we quoted here too. Lo parka mamesh, even if you didn't actually take them off. Elakivan shigi esman lefarik afal pish lo pirka. Okay, ro'i lefarik. But what does the brisa say? If you took them off and then it gets chaser, so then you're still makdir the bazichin. So isn't what you took off already like the shirayim? And even if it gets chaser, it still says you do the haktara. So again, it's a kashar mesh lagish. Right? You see Rashi. Alma, third skinny line in Rashi. Alma, shirayim shechasru bein kemitza laktara maktirim alayu akometz. Right? You still are makdirit. Kashar mesh lagish. So amar le amani rebeliezerhi. Right, Reish Lakish would say, no, that's like Rebbe Eliezer Shita. Remember, Rebbe Eliezer says, even if all the Shirayim are Nevad, right, you still do the Haktara. That's no Raya. I mean, that's like Rebbe Eliezer. I go like Rebbe Yeshua, and Rebbe Yeshua would agree in my case by Mincha. Amar Lei, Amina Lecha, Mishta Shlema, Amart Li, Etz Rebbe Eliezer. I'm giving you a Stamma de Masnisan. You're telling me Rebbe Eliezer. E Rebbe Eliezer, if this brisa really reflected the shita of Rebbe Eliezer, it would have said an even bigger chiddush. My Arya Nifras, afilu saruf va'avud nami machshir. Right? Even if it was saruf and avud, he totally lost. So this brisa can't be like Rebbe Eliezer shita, would have said an even bigger chiddush. Ishtik, Reish Lakish doesn't say anything. Reish Lakish doesn't say anything. Which probably frustrated Rebbe Yochanan. Because remember the Gemara? Rebbe Yochanan always liked Reish Lakish because he always asked him 24 kashas and everything he said. Right, so here it has nothing to say. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan didn't know what was going on. But says the Gemara, "Amai Shasak." Why did Reish Lakish answer? I could think of an answer. Amai Shasak. Lay. Why didn't Reish Lakish say Tzibur Shiny? Don't compare to me Minchas Tzibur and Minchas Yachid. There's Minchas Tzibur. Right, the Gemara said earlier there could be a Minchas Tzibur, but not an Oaf Tzibur. The Lechem upon him, the Shtei HaLechem, the Karban HaOmer. All of those are minchas that are tzibur. So maybe there's a difference. Maybe there's a higher standard for a tzibur. Maybe there's a lower standard for a tzibur. Right? That you'd allow the haktara by a tzibur. Lema late tzibur shiny. Hol the istri tumalagabayhu, istri nami chaseros. Just like we know tumahutra of a tzibur. Right? So you already see that there is flexibility. So also, you should say chaser is allowed. So Amar Avada Bar Ava Zosameris. It must be, you know why Reish Lakish didn't answer? It must be because he considers this such a fundamental problem, it will be a problem across the board. So Zosameris, Achisaran ke Balmum Dami, Vein Balmum Betzibor. Even a Balmum cannot be used Betzibor, right? Tumah isn't a precedent for that, so that's why it is different. If you look in the Chidushe Rashba here, in the Asipas Akedim, what's the Havamina here? Why didn't he say Tzibor? That Balmum would be okay? Right? What's the Kasha? Even Rabbi Yochanan agrees that before the Lechem Apanim is taken off, it can't be Chaser. But what do you mean? Maybe if it's Tzibor, even that should be Kasher. When does it start being called a carbon sibor? Says the Rashba here. Kasha, imke nafilo achelo pirka nifras lachmanami amayk tani dalechem pasul v'imaktul v'sabazichen ha'istri chisar on the tibor v'shema yesh lomar detaima dekodem depirka nifras deino maktul v'sabazichen ta'akati av carbon sibor mikri mishun dekals man shelo hischil lasos bom shum avoda lo mikri carbon sibor tohalon iskadesh ba'avoda. Aval misha pirka tahavi kikmitza de mincha hoel v'hischil lasas ba'avoda avoda shel carbon sibur mikri chisaron. It could be this is not really called a carbon sibur fully until you do something besides baking it and putting it on it. Right? You have to do something after that, and that's why maybe you would be mechali. Okay, two dots. Yosef Rebbe Kamala Shmaitza. Rebbe said this over this discussion. Rabbi Yochanan Beish Lakish and this Kasha. Amalei Rabbi Yosef Bar Shami. Rebbe Papa. 1 second. What was the suggestion? Oh, why don't you say Karban Tzibur? You couldn't have said Karban Tzibur. Milo Askinan de Rabbi Yochanan Beish Lakish b'Minchas Haomer de Tzibur Hu Pligi. They're arguing about Karban Tzibur also, about Karban Haomer. Right, so that's also a tzibur. That's why Reish Lakish didn't give that answer, because he assumed that there's no chilek, because they're already talking about Omer, and there wouldn't be any distinctions. Period. Amar Amalkia, related to what we just said. Tanachad, the one brisa says, Misalta, Shem Chasra Kalshu Psula. Right, if you, from its flower, if any of it's missing, it is pasul. Mishamna shem chaser kol shu pasul. If any of it's missing from the lug of the shemen, is pasul. V'tanya idach, and another brisa has a different pasuk. V'hanoseres min hamincha prat lemincha shechaserahi, excluding a mincha that's missing. V'shechaser komsa, or its komets is missing. V'shelo hikter milavona saklum, or you weren't maktir from the lavona. So ask the Gemara. Treikroi v'chaseres lamali. Each brisa quotes a different pasuk to tell me that if you're missing from the flower, it's pasul. Right, the flower, how much flower? Right, the isaron of an epha, 1/10 of an epha, right, which is about a little less than a 5-pound bag of flour. Right, it's 43.2 eggs, and that's the in isaron ha-epha. If we try to put it into modern terms, the log is about a half a liter, about give or take, depending on your shiurim of oil. So here the Gemara asks, what do you need a two psukim to exclude chaser? So the Gemara says, lav isn't it chad lemincha shachasera kodem kemitza v'chalish yirayim shachasru bekemitza laktara. Maybe this is excluding both v'tiyufta de Rabbi Yochanan v'shavayu, and it's a kasha and Rabbi Yochanan in both. Rabbi Yochanan says, right, both earlier machlokos on Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, lo, no, the chaser here might be including other items. Chad lemincha shachasera kodem kemitza. So Rabbi Yochanan agrees that's possible unless you do something. The maybe me base over Yamalena in the Ilolo. Right now it's in the chaser state, it's possible. If you bring from your house, fine, but if not. The Khadishirayim Shachasru ben Kemitza Laktara. And the other pasuk is excluding if it's chaser after the Kemitza, before the Haktara. The Avagav de Maktir, Komitz Alehen, Osan Shirayim, Asuram Lachila. The pasuk is not telling me that you don't do the Haktara, it's just telling me the Shirayim are Asur. You can't eat them. Because that's really a question. Even according to the shittas that say that if it's chaser after the kemitza, before the aktara, you are maktir the komets alehen, maktir komets alehen, osan shirayim mahein ba'achila. Still are the shirayim mutter. Amar ze'iri, no. Amar krava hanoseres, v'lo hanoseres min hanoseres. It's got to be all the shirayim, not what's left over from the shirayim. And Rabbi Yochanan holds like Ze'iri. And therefore, that's how he would interpret the psukim. Rabbi Yanai Omar, mei ha-mincha, mincha shehoisa kfar. And therefore, one wouldn't need to have this brisa as interpreted as a kasha on Rabbi Yochanan. But again, right, you have to try to put together all the shittas of Rabbi Yochanan about when does the mincha become a karban mincha, what is the function of haktara, what is the function of kemitza. Right, haktara we usually say is matir something, and here we're saying even according to Rabbi Yochanan, you're maktir the komets, even though it's not going to become mutter. Right, there's nothing, the shirayim aren't going to become mutter. Right, which is a chiddush. Right, you have to say this is also only by, we're talking about a mincha of Yisrael. What about a mincha of a kohen? Mincha of a kohen is all burned on the mizbeach. Machlokas tanam we'll have later on. Do you even do kemitza? Are there different rules by a mincha of a kohen? Right? If there's no kemitza done, so then, if kemitza usually plays a role, so then what plays a role by a minchas kohen? Right? Is that dafka? Does it go earlier or later? Right? Does it go by the Kabbalah of a kli? Does it go, no, it goes later on, by the haktara, because there is no kemitza done? And this has to be discussed about that. Also, maybe tomorrow we'll talk more about the mitzvah of eating shirayim of a mincha. We mentioned before, there's one mitzvah d'araisa of kohanim eating the kache kachim, and maybe kache kalim also. There's a separate mitzvah d'araisa. It's a mitzvah d'araisa of the kohanim eating the shirayim of a mincha. The Menchas Chinuch discusses, could katanim eat the shirayim? Could a katan eat the shirayim of, or any? Right, kachi kachim. Says the Minchas Chinuch in Kuf Lamed Aleph, mutter lekohen lechal kachi kachim, rakein ocholik. Right? It's mutter. It's mutter. He just doesn't get a portion. But one of the kohanim could give him his portion. But lechora, he has kiman chi mitzvah zaseh lechol, eich yicholom litein lekatan, ha eino bar chiyuva, umevatel makonim, mitzvah zaseh. Right, already been vatal and asay if it's a mitzvah to eat. Ach be'emes, eina mitzvah le'echol kulo. Raka mitzvah al kol echad le'echol kizayis, kamo kol mitzvah asay da'achila. It's a mitzvah for every kohen to eat a kizayis, but once he ate a kizayis, then the rest of it is just about not letting it be nosar. So that can be prevented by a katan also. The yosi chavasa b'kizayis, v'acharze eino mitzuveh o yoser, rak mitzvah le'echol shlo yovel edin osar, u'mutalitin lektanim, ha'chanami mitzvah lakonim she'yochlu hainu, she'yochlu kizayis, v'yosi ha'koinim achol kizayis, v'yosi mitzvah yochol edin lekatan, ta mitzvah kechol mitzvah zaseh da'achilas pesach, u'matza v'domeyem she'yotzin b'kizayis. That is what the Minchas Chinuch says. And then he gets into related issues. Shagas Aryeh says the mitzvah zaseh b'achol as a pesach koig al kol pesach v'lo al kizayis b'menu. The whole pesach you have a mitzvah. He says ain't no maven. I don't understand that. B'chol, and he continues, gets into the sugya of chatzis shir when it comes to mitzvos, which we've discussed in the past. The Gemara only has chatzis shir by averos, right? Though what about by mitzvos? So that's this discussion he has in Kuf Lamed Dalet. Maybe we'll discuss it more tomorrow or at a later date. Okay, we'll stop here. Hashem, and we will continue.